Now, today, I'll be sharing with you a message entitled The Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Who is this Holy Spirit? How can I develop a relationship with Him? How can I walk with the Holy Spirit? How can I pray in the Holy Spirit? And if He is in me, what gift has He put in me? And how can that gift be discovered? And how can I walk in that gift? Now, to start with, I want us to go in the book of John. Now, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 16, we're going to read the scripture. And this is Jesus talking, will pray the Father, and He, someone say He, will give you another helper. Oh my God. Come on, someone say another helper. Did you just hear that word? Please remember that and keep that on record. I will ask the Father, and He will give you, come on, another helper that He may what? Abide with who? Come on, someone say with me. Somebody say another helper. Now, who is this another helper? That's the most important thing that we want to look at, because we have people who say, I'm praying for a miracle. And does not come. Because you do not understand the protocols of heaven. How does a miracle happen? Now, we'll look upon all those type of things. Now, I'll ask the Father to give you another helper. Who? And in verse 26, who is this helper? And in verse 26, the answer comes. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. So we have the answer of who is this helper. But the helper, who the Father will send in whose name? In my name, He will teach you all things. Now, I want you to tell the neighbor, if you have a neighbor over there, tell them that the helper, the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just illustrate. Now, you stand up. Let's just illustrate in this. Okay. Now, I want you, let's try to do this. I want you to stand here, please. Just stand over here. Can you pick this man up?
No.
Answer louder.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Can you come up? If he can help you to carry this man up, can you carry him up?
Yes, I can.
Now, there are things you cannot handle alone. But when the helper comes, I'm talking to somebody right here. Right? But when the helper, the word helper there, it means a helper, period. It means on my own, I cannot carry this. I cannot carry my ministry on my own. I cannot pray on my own. I cannot manage this business on my own. I need a helper. But when He, the helper, shall come. Oh, sit down. So now, tell your neighbor that, do you know you have a helper? But oftentimes you ignore him. Ask your neighbor, do you know you ignore him most of the times? Ask your neighbor, why are you doing all this alone? Why are you planning all this alone? Why are you trying to do this alone? Say, neighbor, you have a helper. You do not have to worry. But he, the helper, someone said the helper. Now, what is the mystery and the secret about this helper? It is only one simple. If you do not, are you ready for this? If you do not know that he is helping me, he does not help you. He works by your consciousness. Are you aware that you have him? Now, let's look at this. I want to have three people. Let me try this direction this time around. You ready for this? All right. So this is how I want to teach you how the Holy Spirit works. The day you understand who the Holy Ghost is in your life, your entire life will turn around. Many people think they know the Holy Spirit. They don't. That's why they are still living in struggle. Do you understand what I'm about to show you now? Get this. So there is Godly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in the Trinity, where there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Please, I'm not saying that he's a spirit, eh? And I'm not saying he's a son, and I'm not saying he's the Father. All right, it's an example. So there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. They are one God, just like you are one. However, there are three components of you. There is your body. You have a body. And you have a soul. And you have a spirit. Your soul, it is a place of imagination. Your spirit, it is the spiritual you. When you are dreaming, the one you see in the dreamland is your spirit. If you die, it is that one that comes out and does not return. It means you are dead. So you have the spirit, you have the body, and you have the soul. It is known as the tripartite. So the tripartite of a man has got a body, a soul, and a spirit. God is not tripartite. God is the Trinity. Okay? So the Trinity of God has got the Father. It's the same word with tattoo. Okay? The Trinity of God has got the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. You get this right? If you got it, raise up a hand and say, I got you, prophet. Okay. Now, so this is what happens. God can operate in a different way and he's here. Let's try this. You have got the body, the soul, and the spirit. At this point, you are thinking what I am teaching now. That is your soul. But if you go to your house now, go to your house. Go to your house now. What has gone there is your spirit. So God can be in heaven and send a son on earth. Oh, you didn't hear me. You can be in this room and send your spirit to your house. Enter your house now. Are you at your home now? Okay, enter properly. Are you seeing where you sleep? Come back. So that's exactly with the Father. The Father can sit in heaven and send a son and send a spirit. Yet the three are one. Now, are you there? Now, we'll talk about it. Now, so why the Son? Why the Spirit? So in this case, the Father sits on the throne. But we cannot approach the Father. We have to go through the Son. So we say, I ask all this to the Father through the name of Jesus. Do you understand that? However, I am weak. For me to make a proper petition, a proper prayer that the Father must respond, I need someone to help me. Now I have the help of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not here so that I can pray to Him. No. The Son is not here so that I can pray to Him. No. It is only the Father that I can pray to. So there are people who say, I ask you, Jesus, change my life, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, deliver me. Jesus, it is okay, but it is wrong. You can say it, of course, you can say it, because Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I can also make that prayer, but it is not an effective prayer. The effective prayer, I ask the Father in the name of Jesus. I need healing, Lord. I pray for my healing, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus. So I ask the Father using the name of the Son with the Holy Spirit. So when I am praying to the Father, I pray to the Father through the Son. And when I am praying with a helper. It's not me praying alone, but the Holy Spirit prays with me. Wait, let me talk it again. So I cannot stand here and say, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to change my life. This is wrong. So we have people that go, oh, Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you. Oh, Lord, I pray that Holy Spirit change my life. No, He is there to help you. To pray to the Father through the Son. Tell that neighbor next to you, say, are you ready to pray in the Holy Ghost? So the Holy Spirit, He is, the Bible says, He is a helper. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? Am I talking to somebody right here? Are you here? Are you understanding what I'm saying? On your own, you cannot do it. So God is saying, sent you the Son. The Son said, I'll ask the Father to give you the Holy Spirit. He will be your helper. Somebody say helper. So when I'm praying, I pray to? Answer me. I pray to who? Through? With? Say it again. I pray to? Through? With? So I can actually chat with the Holy Spirit. I can tell the Holy Spirit to help me. But I cannot pray to Him. I can ask Him to help me. I can, because He is not there just to help you pray with the Father. Oh, look at these things. He is there to help you fight. He is there to help you do a lot of things. Oh, look at all those things. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon Samson. And what did Samson do? He defeated 5,000 soldiers. Because he was doing it with the Spirit of God. On his own, he could not kill 5,000 people. So when you hear people saying Samson killed people, he defeated 5,000 people. Read the scripture properly. It says, and the Spirit of God came upon Samson. Am I talking to somebody here? So there are things in your life can only happen if you have a helper. So a lot of people think they have the Holy Spirit, but whatever they are doing, they are doing alone. Do I have anyone here who wants to do a certain project? It's either you do it alone or you ask the helper. In Acts 2 verse 38, and Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive. You will receive what? So apart from knowing him as the helper, he is the gift. So I want you to kindly tell your neighbor next to you, God gave you a gift. Come on, tell them again. God gave you a gift. And the gift God gave you is of the Holy Spirit. Now, I heard someone telling me, he said, I don't think God loves me. I asked him, I said, why? He said, I've been trying to buy a car for 5 years and nothing is working. I've been trying to do business for 10 years. I don't think God loves me. And I told the person, I said, listen, I said, I have something that God gave me that is more than all earthly materials. If you have that thing, you can have the car you are talking about. It is beyond God giving you anything. I said, God gave me the Holy Spirit. So you never have the Holy Spirit. If God can give you the Holy Spirit, He can't fail to give you anything you're looking for. Do you know what the Spirit is? In the world of romance, if a person says, I have given her my spirit,
or if she says, I have given my man my spirit. Do you know what that means? Now, can you imagine God gives you his spirit? Come on, ask your neighbor, are you understanding this? And in fact, God understands how weak you are. And then he says to prevent you from being more weak here, I will give you my spirit. He will help you. I don't know if you're understanding this. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus Christ says what? I am the what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through what? Through me. No one. It means no one. Understand this. So, the Father has given you the Son. He has died for you. And on top of that, he gives you the Spirit to help you. And still more, you are alone in this situation. I heard someone telling me, like, Papa, I have got something and I don't know who to talk to. You saw my chest. I said, you don't have anyone. I said, talk to the Holy Spirit. How are you alone? How are you alone? That's how the enemy slaps you. Demons can slap you any moment. They know you are alone. Come on, raise your hand and say, I'm not alone. Come on, raise up your hand and say, I'm not alone. So we pray to, through, and with. So the Holy Spirit was given to us to be with us. So when I am walking, I walk with. Come on, speak louder. When I'm walking, I walk with. Not Jesus. I walk with the Spirit. And I walk in Christ. Did you hear that? So I don't walk with Jesus. I walk in Jesus. I walk in Christ. Tell your neighbor, are you understanding this? So I walk in Christ. I can do all things through. Christ is there for us to do things through him. So where he's standing there, he represents the Father, the Son, the Spirit. I'm not saying they are, please. So when I am praying, I have a helper. Today I'm putting so much emphasis for purpose of next week. I have the Holy Spirit to do what? Why is he there? To help me. He can even help you in mining. He can even help you in your class. He can help you where to study. He can help you how to... Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. Do you know he's even involved in helping you how to marry? In Isaiah 34, verse 16, the Bible says what? It says, now look at this scripture. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. You know who's a mate? For my mouth has commanded it. And what will happen? And his spirit. So God can actually... Oh my God, my God. The Spirit of God can actually bring your man. Can bring your woman. The Bible says his spirit will gather them together. It's way beyond just praying in the Holy Spirit. He is there to be with you. In your class, he can help you. In decision making, he can help you. He can think with you. He can walk with you. He can drive with you. He can run with you. He can plan with you. He can manage with you. He can walk with you. He can wake up with you. Somebody say yes. The Bible says, but he says, the comforter when he shall come, he shall teach you. So he's also a teacher. He is a comforter. He is the one who comforts you.